Here's something you can do if you want to make money. The ad reads as follows. Ready? Hamina. Motion picture. Beverly Hills High School. Summer release. Film is completed. Expected to gross $75 million. Looking for partners. Get in at 1% for $10,000. Major star in movie. Includes theater and DVD revenues. You know where I found this? Minneapolis Star Tribune Business Opportunities Classified. Tiny little classified ad. Invest in our movie. You heard of this, people? Beverly Hills High School? I know nothing about it. Big summer release. Star in movie is a major star. For 10 grand, you can own 1%. Damn thing's going to gross 75 mil. Ha! Think I'll call and try and get in on this. Because... Hallelujah, I'm a bum. Hallelujah, bum again. Hallelujah, give me a handout. Revive me again.
Century City, can I help you?
Yeah, I'd like to talk to someone about investing in that movie.
Okay, can I get your name and number, please?
Yeah, it's Doug Fussmucker. Last name, F-U...
F-U...
S-S... M-U-C-K-E-R.
Okay. It's pretty self-explanatory, the ad. There's
it's
always about 14% or 15% we save in each one of our partnerships that we put together so that we get new people into the fold, and then usually they're so happy with the profits that they want to invest in future movies, so that's the reason we do it this way. But we have most of our regular investors or people that, you know, just like yourself, came in for one picture, and then they'd invest in a second, a third, a fourth,
okay. And
that's the way it works.
So you get in, say, for 10 grand at 1%, and you have the potential to make what kind of money on that?
I think it's only 5,000 for 1%.
Ed says 10.
What paper are you looking at?
Minneapolis Star Tribune.
Oh, that's a different movie.
Well, which one were you talking about?
I thought you were calling from the Wall Street Journal ad. It's a different budget picture. The one you're talking about is a $10,000 for 1%. That's correct.
That's
a more expensive movie.
Oh. Who's the major movie star in it?
Jean Carroll. She was in Guiding Light for 7 years.
Oh, Guiding Light. Yeah, that was a big one. I just read that Guiding Light was shutting
down. It's being canceled in September, yes. After she left, the ratings started dropping like flies. You would not believe it. I just talked with her yesterday afternoon. We had lunch together, and she says, well, you know, directors or producers, whoever, decided that they didn't want her anymore, she left and she moved to California. She has a beautiful home out there, but they were really dumb because the ratings started dropping off like flies, and they're canceling it, and it's going off the air in September.
Boy, and the interesting thing about that soap opera, it predates television.
Oh, I know. It started like back in the 40s, I believe, in radio.
Yeah, and so you have her as a major star, and
we sure do.
And then Beverly Hills High School is the title.
Right.
She sounds a little old to be in a high school film.
Well, she plays the principal.
Oh, say no more. How about this other film that you can get in for $5,000? What's that one?
Well, that's more of a surfing movie. It's Pacific Shores. It's more of a surfing movie.
Is there a major star in that one?
No big major stars. It's about three what you'd call soap opera young stars in, but no big major stars. Okay. If you don't mind, before I forget it, just so for reference purposes, that you give me your phone number.
Mm-hmm. 676.
Yeah.
1430 in area code 612.
Okay. 612-676-1430, okay. Yeah, the other picture is only five, and that's one I thought you were calling about because the ad just came out today, as a matter of fact, in the Wall Street Journal. So obviously that's the one I thought you were calling about because the Minneapolis ad was Sunday. But
yeah, well, this baby, this Beverly Hills High School is expected to gross about 75 mil. What do you think that surfing film is going to gross?
You know, all these are just...
Predictions. Guess.
Okay. Based upon our last two or three pictures, we had one that netted $29 million after all expenses, one that did $33 million, and one that did about $26 million.
So wait a minute. Nothing's actually done $75 million before?
Well, that's, yes. In order to gross $75 million, that is the distributors and the theaters take about half of that. So we got about $37 million. These will, in order for us to get have gotten 33 out of these other pictures, they would have had to gross at least 66. You
gotcha.
Always at least double it.
Mm-hmm.
So, yes, they all do about the same category is what I'm saying.
I had a buddy of mine, last name a pole lad, who invested in this gay cowboy film. He made out like a bandit.
Oh, yes, with Heath Ledger, yeah.
He did all right on that. I don't suppose this is in that category, although
no,
she's a big star. She is a big star. How old is she now?
Who, Jean Carroll?
Mm-hmm.
Well, she doesn't like her age, no, but she's in her mid-50s.
Okay. Well, we'll just keep that under wraps. I will talk to my partners and learn more about what we want to do here. I'll try and get back to you probably this time tomorrow.
Okay, now read me the ad if you can, because I want to remember exactly what it said. Again, that was like Sunday's paper, and I'm looking at the Wall Street Journal today, and I want to make sure that I know exactly what you're talking about.
Right.
What were the terms there? If you just read me the ad,
that would
refresh memory.
Major motion picture, Beverly Hills High School, big summer release planned. Film is completed, expected to gross $75 million. Partners.
Right.
Partners get 1% for $10,000.
Major
star in this movie includes theater and DVD revenues.
That it also includes foreign too. It didn't say that, I guess.
Okay, and then the phone number.
And then the phone number.
Yep.
Right. Now again, you have to take the $75 million divided by two because the theaters usually take about 50% of what comes in.
Okay.
So you really got there $37 million. So 1% of $37 million, if it did that, would be $370,000.
Not bad at all.
No, not bad for a $10,000 investment at all.
Especially in this economy.
The nice thing about the movie business, Doug, is
women.
You're not talking about putting money into a hotel or any other business. Mm-hmm. Going to take 2 years to break even. The movie comes out this summer. The money will be in, the DVDs will come out like 3 months later. By Christmas time, all the money will have come in.
Mm-hmm.
And then the foreign rights are sold over at MyFed. Let's see, we're going to Cannes in May. But that picture won't be sold at Cannes because we don't want to sell it overseas until it's shown in the United States because of the piracy situation.
Mm-hmm.
So we're going to sell it at MyFed after it's already shown over here.
Mm-hmm.
And the DVDs have come out. Now that comes out in, the November.
Any nudity in this film at all?
No, we don't have any nudity.
What's it rated?
I got a PG-13.
Oh, PG-13. Mm-hmm. That's probably just for language, huh?
Well, I guess, but it's not that much language in it, really. This is a scene that, it's just like it says, PG-13, no under 13, but a 13-year-old is a young girl could go see it and there'd be no problem. So
right.
We don't make anything raunchy because we cut out half our audience. The older people don't go to the movies much anymore. It's the 13, 14, 15, 16, 17-year-olds that support the movie business now.
Yeah, that makes sense. All right, then. Very good, sir. What's your name?
It's Bob, and the last name is E-D-W-A-R-D-S, Edwards with an S in the end.
All right, sir. All right.
And you're 612-676-1430. Just give me a call back.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you mentioned, did I hear you say 5% or am I dreaming?
No, I did.
Okay, you wanted 5%?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, that'll be fine.
How do you generally call me back?
I'm gonna send you some flyers and stuff on the artwork on the thing, so you can see what it looks like. Okay. It's really beautiful. The picture color in the picture is outstanding.
All right, very good. Is there a website I can check out or not yet?
Yes. You got a pencil?
Uh huh.
Okay. It's www. Now, this picture is not on this website because it's new, and we have a website was put together some time ago, okay?
Uh-huh.
But you can see some of the other pictures we made. Is that
sure.
No good?
Very good.
I wish it was. I could tell you it was up there, but I can't tell you because you look at it and you see it wasn't up there. But nevertheless, I'll send you artwork on it and everything when you call back tomorrow, okay?
Very good.
The website is www.century, C-E-N-T-U-R-Y, city, C-I-T-Y,
mm-hmm.
Productions, ProducTions. Mm-hmm. That's that. Put the S in the end of productions.com.
Very good, then.
Now, so you won't see Beverly Hills High School up there, but you will see other pictures of that same genre that we have made. There's about 12 or 15 pictures up there you'll see.
What are some of the names of the films? Do you recall?
One of the pictures you can look up on Google is The Ninth Invented Troy Donahue. Troy Donahue was a big idol back during the 60s and 70s.
Oh, yeah.
And if you go to Google and put in The Ninth Invented Troy Donahue, you'll see over 2,000 sites on that picture.
Huh.
Where every one of the 1 through 10 on the first page, on the second page, were like 8 of the top 10. Say, the way that happens, you get up there, it has to do with the number of clicks that you have when people go to Google. And as the more and more clicks, it moves your pictures up, or your website. But you can click on any one of those things, and you can find out about that picture and everything. Now, that picture was a big budget picture.
What was the budget there?
The budget there was $72 million.
$72 million. You must have had a big star in that one.
Well, you'll see it on there. We had to pay a lot for the rights to the story, of course.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, he passed away about 4 years ago. I don't know if you knew that or not.
I thought I saw him on a talk show recently, but...
If you didn't see him, unless it was a repeat or something.
Yeah.
He died in 1920. Pardon me?
I think it was Leno.
No, he passed away in 2002.
Okay.
He had a massive heart attack.
Surfing?
No, he was taking Vioxx.
Mm-hmm.
They blame it on the Vioxx. I think that's what it was.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, the arthritis medicine?
I'm on it. I'm on
that. You may want to stop taking it.
Really?
I don't know. Well, that's what they said killed him. So anyway... it caused a stroke.